This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. New censorship ended in South Africa with the fall of apartheid. For the first time in 15 years, though, there's a serious challenge to the country's free press. It involves a cartoon and a top politician. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports.
The cartoon is graphic. It shows the president of the ruling African National Congress, Jacob Zuma, unbuckling his belt and preparing to rape a distressed Lady Justice. She's being held down by several ANC alliance partners, with one saying, "Go for it, boss." The cartoon was created by the award-winning cartoonist Jonathan Shapiro, pen name Zapiro. He insists politicians are fair game, especially when they step out of line.
He should respect the office. We do not have to respect the person who occupies that office. We should be able to attack them, to make fun of them.
Zapiro's cartoon, published in the Sunday Times in September, lampooned Zuma on two fronts. On the one hand, by depicting Zuma with a shower head on his head, the frame recalls Zuma's 2006 rape trial. He was acquitted, but he testified he protected himself from possible infection from the HIV-positive woman by taking a shower immediately after having sex. It also speaks to a pending corruption case against Zuma, which could hamper his ambition to become South Africa's next president. Zapiro said his cartoon depicts Zuma metaphorically threatening to rape the justice system in his quest to become president. An outraged Zuma last month sued the Sunday Times as well as Zapiro for nearly $1 million, claiming his reputation and dignity have been damaged. He spoke about the case on Radio 702.
Yes, I'm suing him. I think he's quite vulgar in what he does.
Zapiro, in another city, heard Zuma and called into the program to respond.
I am doing exactly what journalists and what cartoonists and what satirists do in democratic societies, and I would like to see Mr. Zuma, I'm speaking to you really, I really would like to see you show the kind of commitment to freedom of expression that you, in my opinion, pay lip service to. You've mentioned freedom of expression. You mentioned a responsible press. A responsible press is one that holds its politicians to account.
That cannot be right. You are invading my own dignity. That's why I'm taking you on.
The award-winning cartoonist has lampooned many of South Africa's leaders, including Nelson Mandela, who never took issue. University humanities professor and media critic Tawana Kupe defended the cartoonist on the public broadcaster's SAFM radio program, The After Eight Debate.
It's in bad taste. But I mean, bad taste is part of artistic creativity. Right.
Kupe argued Zuma should drop his lawsuit, but editor Matatu Sedu, chair of the Africa Editors Forum, disagreed.
Bad taste and legal are not necessarily the same.
Absolutely.
The cartoon may be in good taste, but may be legally wrong. And this is what we must thank even Mr. Zuma for taking the step that he's taking, because the court must pronounce on whether indeed Jonathan has crossed the line.
The debate is continuing on the airwaves and in the streets, in think tanks and press institutes, and sooner or later, in court. And that will add still another chapter in the evolving drama of a young democracy grappling with issues of freedom of expression. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.